Ladies and gentlemen, roll up, roll up. Come along to see the big top, to see the most spectacular show on earth. Gasp as you see me walk the economic tightrope without a safety net. And marvel at our performing lions, which are not precautionary lions, just to be clear about that now. Yes, roll up, and enjoy all the thrills of the circus. Tickets on sale from the booth now. And remember, no credit will be given. Ah, yeah. Ah, yeah.
Collins Cakes!
I have to say, the most important thing, Roy,
yeah,
is to stay absolutely calm.
What do you mean by that? I'm not some sort of animal like that needs to be tamed.
Look, I'm just saying, I don't want any incidents.
Incidents? Okay? There's going to be no incidents, Martin. A lot of people think I'm crazy, but...
But what?
Shh, Roy. There it goes again. What? Whose whistle was that? That's the second time it's gone off.
Look, the referee is just warming up, Roy.
Why did you just put it on silent? Oh, he's just going to let it whistle. Oh, that's great manners. That's
just breathe, Roy, okay?
Hold on. Do you hear that?
What? You mean the band rehearsing?
Whose anthem is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
Why don't they put it on silent?
Oh, the Latvians think they can scare us, Martin,
Roy,
with a beautiful symphonic fourth movie with a brass section.
Just stop.
Well, I'm not afraid to take them on. Are you ready?
Please, Roy, don't
say... Genevina Fall!
Oh, God.
Atop the garlic
I'm going for my tea.
Now they're bricking it. Now they're afraid. Oh, yeah.
To make you happy.
Taoiseach!
My eyes!
Hello.
My eyes! The light!
Taoiseach, we got you the quilted toilet paper.
Oh, great stuff for Edgar. Any chance you'd lend me your Thomas the Tank Engine Sith?
I'm afraid not, Taoiseach. I'm the Minister for Transport.
And
more good news. We've exited the bailout without a precautionary line of credit.
Wait now. Don't rush me.
Sorry.
Precautionary. That sounds a bit like promissory note. Oh, not again, because during that whole process, the handlers held me here for weeks.
No.
Open a nursing home, and they wouldn't let me stay despite my begging.
Don't worry, Taoiseach, no one understands this one. But because Noonan is involved, the Irish Times says we're great, so we're sorted.
Oh, but the Irish Times stings, Leo.
No, they love us.
I haven't been reading it. What else do you think I've been using before the quilted jackrow?
Have to stop you there, Taoiseach.
Listen. God. Am I doing a good job, Edgar? No, tell the truth.
A magnificent job, Taoiseach. And now we've bid farewell to the troika.
I left my troika behind a long time ago, I'll have you know.
What?
I've been on a two-wheeler for, 5 years now.
Very good, Taoiseach. Anyway, the good news is Noonan's back in charge.
Eh?
I mean, you're back in charge. Well done.
Listen, can we spend loads of money on new train lines and airports in the Ash End of the West and massive housing estates in Kilchimah?
Tell
the handlers I have a plan for a second children's hospital in Belmullet.
What?
And a big university in Belderick, and
go.
A 6-star hotel in Lahardan, and a golf course in Islandidy. Now where's that bog roll? Oh, mind you, I will miss rubbing Fintan O'Toole's nose in it every morning.
And now a message from the Department of the Environment and Local Government.
I'm Josephine Feely from revenue.ie. There's been a great deal of confusion over next year's local property tax. All Revenue is asking you to do now is let us know how you want to pay for 2014. You can choose to pay in one lump sum or by a phased payment method. Or alternatively, you can book an away break with SuperValue and we look after the rest.
So I says to him, I says, would you go away with that and stop waffling? And the next thing I know, he's after shoving the Sam Maguire up his jumper and he's off out the Drumcondra Road. there were the good old days, all right.
You!
Yeah, how are you?
You, you bollocks!
Oh,
you're the man who ruined the country!
No! That'll learn you!
Bertie, are you okay? Are you hurt?
I'm all right.
I'm all right.
There's nothing broken. Well, maybe it's just me leg, but...
Jesus!
He knows how to swing a crutch, doesn't he?
We'll phone the guards, Bertie. You should report this.
I know.
The guards!
No, I'm grand. Thanks.
I'll drive you down the station.
No, I don't want to bother Dempshire. Haven't they enough to do? And I'd probably only have to get a taxi back. You wouldn't see much change out of 20 quid from that. I'll just have another pint of Bass, if you're buying.
Oh, Jesus, Bertie, you old chancer.
Yeah, thanks. I might need two pints.
Will I get you a seat, Bertie?
Oh, I'm grand.
And so it gives me great pleasure to confer this honorary doctorate on Ireland's greatest living sportsman, Brian O'Driscoll.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, Amy, wow.
Oh, Brian, Sadie and I are so proud. Oh. A doctor in the family.
I know, just like my mom and dad, except I didn't have to get actual blood on my hands to get it.
Apart from Donny Russo, obviously. Seriously, though, Brian.
Yeah?
Is there nothing we can't do together?
Well,
I've my books and my shoes. Oh. You've the freedom of Dublin and this honorary doctorate.
I'm the face of the credit unions.
And I'm the face of Newbridge.
Totsaki Momo.
Ah, there you are, Dr. O'Driscoll.
Who's this beardy man?
Hi, Minister. What a surprise.
I just want to be the first to congratulate you on your qualification.
No, it's just a ceremonial.
And to tell you that I've rostered you for A&D,
what?
James's Hospital, tomorrow night.
Wait.
It's only a 20-hour shift. Wait. We'll ease you into it.
Oh, my darling, I've had the most wonderful evening. And I think I'm finally ready now to move our relationship to the next step. But before we go upstairs, I have to ask you. Do you have precautions?
Read my lips. There'll be no precautions taken around here, baby.
Oh, you're so reckless.
I am.
Hi, and welcome back to the studio. It's not every man who can say he's ridden 4,000 winners, but there are two of them in the studio today. So I say a huge welcome to riding champion Tony McCoy.
Thanks very much, Marty.
Now, Tony, 4,000 winners. God alone knows how many thousand other rides. That's a lot of notches on the old stable door, isn't it?
I suppose it is, Marty, yes. But I started riding at a very young age, you know.
Oh, not too young, Tony, I hope. There's a law against that, you know. Let's just say that you've been in the saddle from a very young age. No more than myself, Tony, though unlike you, I've been able to avoid the bridle so far, if you know what I'm saying.
Not really. Are we going to talk about horses?
I'm afraid there's no time for that, Tony. What? Coming up after the break, I'll be comparing notes with Johnny Sexton, the player of the year.
Oh, Jesus.
With more live music from Matt Malloy, a man who quite literally has had his flute in his hands for more than 40 years. Oh. Holy Moses!
Anyway, I says to Alex Ferguson, Gaffer says, I wish I had that Ryan Giggs on my bench. And he says to me, sure, you've enough playing around going on with your lad. Happy days, well, happy days.
You dare!
Hiya, how are you doing?
You shite! You destroyed this country and you deserve to bleed.
Jesus Christ, someone called the guard!
No.
999.
Don't be bothering them, it's just
kingdom.
It's just a flesh wound.
Christ, was that a samurai sword?
I think so, yeah. Lovely looking weapon. Native to New Zealand, I believe.
Your liver's a lot of blood, Bertie.
There's plenty more where that came from, as the fella says.
I'm going to call an ambulance and that's not...
No. There's a call-out charge in the ambulance now.
What?
It's not cheap either. And then there's the A&D charge.
Oh, Bertie,
120 quid or something, isn't it,
lad? We're just seriously injured here. We have to...
I'm grand.
Are you sure?
I tell you what, a pint in for the pint I'm after losing onto the floor there.
What?
Mine's a pass anyway. Thanks.
But Bertie, I can't get...
They accept cash or credit card if you're stuck.
Bertie, will I get someone to clean up that blood?
No, you're grand. I'll just clean it up with my coat here.
All right.
Just in case there's a soiling charge.
Welcome back to the programme. Ireland, of course, playing Australia in the rugby at the Aviva Stadium tomorrow. But matters on the training ground got rather lost in translation when Joe Schmidt rounded up the squad earlier on this morning. Sorry.
Yes, yes. Lads, what happened there? Johnny, did you not signal to him that you're passing to him?
Oui, je leur ai dit que je passerai le ballon.
Wait. What was that, bro?
Ils sont tellement stupides, café.
Look, Sexton, I don't know what you're saying to me, mate.
C'est imbécile que je dis comment jouer le jeu.
Does anyone know what he's saying? Paul, mate, can you understand a word?
I think he's making adventure coming out that try.
Sorry.
That's a noise.
Slow down, Paul. Oh, for heaven's sake. Hey, Rory, can you help me out here, mate?
Sorry, boss. What? You know, I sure can't even understand where he's saying, where he's thump. I
don't know what you're saying, mate. Can anyone help me at all?
Hey, man, ludicrous. Can you make out a word the boss is saying or what?
I have no idea, Rob, man. I could never get those Antipodean accents. Such a drag.
Now here on RT Ready One, it's time for the living word. And today's thought for the day is women, in association with Ryanair.
Yeah, hello and welcome. Now, women, you can't live with them and you can't kill them. Don't get me wrong now, I've no problem with women in the workplace, really. Do you think our Ryanair calendars would sell with a bunch of hairy arse men in them? Would they? No! Though, there's a fair few women on their German routes that could do with an old trim. Ryanair could actually provide a Brazilian landing strip service, although our strip would land probably closer to Argentina. So ladies, you drop them and pop them, and we'll ride and provide. That's the way it's always been. But speaking of soft and cuddly, that is the new me. Some people even see me as Jesus Christ. I often hear them actually say, Jesus Christ, here he comes, look busy. And I suppose some see me as obnoxious little shite. But 80 million passengers a year can't be wrong. Except for those gobshites who forget to print their boarding passes. Or women, if you prefer to call them. And yeah, I do admit it. I'm practically Neanderthal. Neanderthal Airport, a short 2-day bus ride from Madrid. £1, get on the website now, you can buy it. At least women know how to use a flippin' credit card. That much I do know.
Callan's Kicks!
Ah yeah, in case you missed a part of this episode, you can listen back on the RT Radio player. Although I prefer if we don't bother taking such precautions. Now we'll be back after the break, but we could run out, because you never know what's around the corner.
Callan's Kicks!
Welcome back to the programme. You can listen back to this episode on the radio player while you're in the garden, on a walk, or in the supermarket. I'll be watching you, because I have your loyalty card account details.
I'm pretty confident, Roy.
Yeah.
I feel sure we'll get a result. You've been brilliant, by the way.
Oh.
I thought you might have got a bit annoyed when some of the lads were messing at training.
Well, I'm a different man now, Martin. You know, I'm calm, I meditate, I do yoga, I study Buddhism. All that anger is in the old... Oh my God, look who it is.
Oh, Martin. Hello, Roy.
Oh, how about you, Mick? Are you okay, Roy?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hello, Mick.
Oh, so it's all going well then.
Yes.
We've all put Saipan behind us.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Of course we are. We're all a happy family now.
Well, it's all going well with Roy, Martin. Or...
Oh, sure. You know, we're getting on like a house on fire. better call the fire brigade.
Oh, well, I'm sure Alex Ferguson was wrong when he said Roy was acting like he was the manager.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, that's very funny, Mick. What do you think about that, Roy?
Oh, that was a good one, Mick, yeah.
Well, I'll be off managing Ipswich these days. Forgot you were there for a while, weren't you, Roy? Did they send you home as well? See us, lads.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You're a crap player. You're a crap manager. The only reason any deals with you is that some of you are the manager of my country, and you're not even Irish. You're English. You can stick Ipswich up your box.
Well, it was very nice to bump into Mick again.
Yeah. He's looking well, isn't he?
How long till kick-off now?
Oh, about half an hour.
Oh.
Fancy a cup of tea?
Yeah.
Maybe a butterfly bun or something nice.
Yeah.
Like something sweet, you know.
Roy, are you all right?
Yeah, feeling good. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks a million, all right.
Yeah.
Cowan Consulting, Brian speaking.
Oh, Mr. Cowan, my name is Rob Ford, Mayor of Toronto.
I know who you are. You're the fellow who's too drunk to remember smoking crack cocaine.
I'm looking for help and everybody's pointing me in your direction, sir.
Well, how can I help you? I never went as hard as that now.
I'm looking at your resume. It's freaking amazing. Yeah. Minister for Justice, Foreign Affairs, Minister for Finance, Prime Minister. How did you do it, sir?
Well, I found after a feed of half ones that 2 pints of water followed by salpidine settles the nerves before going forward to bed.
Wow, I knew I came to the right guy. What about the hair of the dog, sir? What do you got to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, an old nip of brandy first thing in the morning, feed of white pudding gets the motor started for the day, you know, puts a bit of grease in the wheels.
I've got quite a prodigious stomach like yourself. How do you line your stomach before you go out, sir?
A good ribeye steak, a few flowery smuds, and a pint of milk is my start to a good session.
Wow. What about mixing your drinks?
Well, I would never mix alcohol with anything else now going forward.
Okay. Do you have any crack in Ireland, by the way?
Oh, the best in the world. Oh. Party conferences, think-ins, constituency conventions, that sort of thing, you know?
I saw that interview you did on Irish radio after staying up all night. That was really brave, really.
I know. I forgot I was in Mining Ireland.
Well, you've been such a role model for politicians like me. How much do I owe you for your consultation?
And thanks a million, Mayor. That'll be 9 pints and a couple of half ones, plus VAT. Oh. That's VAT 69. Oh, it's one of the finest Scotch whiskies known to man.
Hello and welcome to Sunday with Miriam, where I'm genuinely delighted to be joined by scientist and occasional broadcaster Evine Hulawan.
And you're very welcome to Evine and Company. Huh. Miriam, how do you get so much done?
Well, I am the busiest woman in the world.
Oh.
But Evine, let me ask you, what was it like to win the Rose of Tralee?
Didn't you win Housewife of the Year in the 70s?
What was your party piece? Did you dance around a Bunsen burner or rhyme off the periodic table off Galga with a potato in your mouth?
Actually, I have a master's.
I was presenting Newsnight in the BBC when you were competing in the swimsuit round.
You were on television when my mum was parading around in a swimsuit.
Do you think you'll have half my figure after 8 kids and 5 seasons of Saturday Night with Miriam?
If I did, I'd work out.
Oh,
anyway, that's all we have time for.
So I'd like to thank my guests,
Miriam O'Callaghan,
Evine Hulawan,
and I'll be back next Sunday.
See you then. More like Evine, here's your one.
Amadonu Fosuk.
Ah, Pogma Chuckier, get the unleheris you.
So I says to Louis Walsh, I says if it's young fellas you need, you should get yourself into the Dubs dressing room and see if you can find the X Factor in there. Ah, how are you doing, me young?
Here you go, you
f***ing Wait. Oh,
holy He's been shot! He's badly hurt!
Sure, it's only a scratch.
The back of your head's gone, Bertie!
No harm. No harm at all. And my old garden hat was too small for me anyway.
I found the ambulance!
And the guards! I'll phone Joe Duffy. I'll just use your phone here, Bertie.
No, don't use up me credit. I'm after toppling up €20 last month.
Bertie!
Stop fussing, lads. I'll only end up with loads of dressings that I'll have to change. And that'll be me down the chemist every day. More bills. Have you seen the price of Elastoplast?
Look, Bertie,
don't be worrying, lads.
But Bertie, you'll probably die.
Asher, what harm?
And you know Noonan's after cutting the debt benefit.
What?
So he'll be paying for the funeral.
Jesus, lads. Let's shore up this wound quick. The debt grant was 850 quid. That's 721 sterling, $1,143. I know what they say. A fool and his money are seldom started, what?
But Bertie, they also say you can't take it with you when you join.
Wanna bet?
Jesus, Bertie.
I tell your man he shot me, he owes me a pint. I want it in the next half an hour.
Oh,
the head is hanging off me with the thirst, lads.
Tonight on The Works with me, John Kelly. Because every other presenter thinks the arts means looking at a fully clothed bullock in 3D. We ask, how will you too survive without the managerial, musical and lyrical genius of Paul McGuinness after 35 years.
Bono, have you got the lyrics done yet? It doesn't take 4 years to make an album, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just finishing the lyrics here, Edge. What do you think of this one?
Yep.
You've got to get yourself together. You've been stuck in a mortgage and you can't get out of it.
Paul! Bono needs some help!
Staying with music, following the success of boy bands Busted and McFly teaming up to form Mick Busted, we profile Ireland's next supergroup sensation as Big Tom, Mickey Joe Hart and Crystal Swing join together to form Big Swingin' Mickey. As we mark National Giving Week, we also ask why for Christmas the Troika Box has been replaced with the Troika Box. We're also going to talk to members of the arts community about what they could do with the €9,000 a month allowance awarded to the NAMA developer's wife, but unfortunately they're working at McDonald's or have emigrated to Iceland. Finally, don't mention the Boers. We talked to the people of Longford about the agitated Boers who took a shine to some repo men.
Jacob, I'm coming up here from Dublin trying to repossess our Boers. Sure, that's the only bit of entertainment a fella can get on a Friday night here in Longford. Get yourself a good Boer, like.
That's the works tonight at 12:30, because that's the time you arty types get up to secretly eat sun-dried tomato hummus out of your solar-powered fridges. A toodler, mes chers amis.
We're all here now, Grandad. The whole family.
I'm very, very tired.
And we don't want to say goodbye.
What's going on here?
Oh, my, Gabriel. What a surprise. We're just with our Grandad.
Dying, is he?
Am I?
Oh, rest now, Grandad. It's the famous actor Gabriel Byrne visiting. Well, he's very weak now, Gabriel.
I'm not surprised. With walls this colour, no wonder he's depressed.
Oh, Sacred Heart.
I'm just glad to have my family around me.
That's right, Grandad.
And is that a football match I can hear? Someone's actually watching football on television on the ward. Well, a man lies here dying.
Am I actually dying? Are you a doctor?
Rest now, Grandad, rest.
Where's the dignity? Where's the quality of end-of-life care? A Seamus Heaney said,
"Oh, is he a doctor?"
In this space, which is emptied and pure change happens.
I'm happy enough. I'm comfortable.
Comfortable? In this place that smells of piss and cabbage, you deserve better than this. Don't you understand? There's someone here watching football on television.
Whose respirator is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
Rise and go now, and go to Innisfree.
I didn't realise we're going out today, sir. Will I get the car?
Hey, we're not going anywhere, Kevin. I was merely quoting Yeats, one of my predecessors as Ireland's greatest living poets. It's something of a red letter day for Yeats, you see.
Really?
The owners of Lissadell House, where Yeats passed many a happy hour as a young man, have won the repeal against Sligo County Council, which wanted to compel them to allow walkers and hikers and all sorts maraud over their land.
And are we not in favour of marauding over land, Mr. President?
Not when it's the land that carries the footprint of W.B. Yeats, Kevin.
Did he maraud with Maud there, do you think?
Well, I wouldn't like to dwell on such matters. Instead, I feel inspired to compose some lines on this historic Supreme Court decision. Now, what rhymes with Lissadell?
Smell.
Oh, you use such ugly words, Kevin. Such rough, brutish words. How about this? Though the great walks of Lissadell no more shall I roam along your fine driveway to this once noble home.
A mobile home, isn't
it? Noble!
Oh, sorry, Your Excellency.
No more shall I linger on your cool, wet grass, for fear an electric fence will zap me in
the... Oh, I just thought of a joke for you, sir.
Kevin, now you've spirited away my muse.
I'm sorry, sir, but I only thought of it just now.
Go on, then.
Where's Maud gone?
Oh, well, she died years ago. You might say she's with O'Leary in the grave.
No, listen. Where's Maud gone?
I don't see how...
To the shops! She's gone to the shops.
No, Kevin. She is dead. Deceased.
Just forget about it, sir. Look, it's your turn to hide again.
Oh, yes, excellent. And no peeking this time.
Now.
There must be a hole around here somewhere that I haven't been in already. New treats await.
Ready or not, here I come.
Aye.
I'm on the plane home from Brussels, lads, and this has been a monumental week. I'd like to thank my friends in Germany, myself, and the media, especially the Irish Times. They're never afraid to get to the bottom of any story about the government and kiss it. I can't believe how wonderful we are. We slash public services, rob the poor, the old ones, and the whinging disabled. And as for those responsible for the crisis, well, we have to continue paying their pensions, for who else will keep Grafton Street and Brown Thomas in business come Christmas? Now, to celebrate this historic week, our athletic Taoiseach is about to carry out a skydive.
Yes.
Are you ready there, Enda? I'm going to open the door now.
Just hold on a minute there, Michael. Oh, faking hell, Michael! Shouldn't you have given me a parachute?
Aaron, don't be such a wuss. I don't like to bother with our precautions or fallbacks or soft landings and the like. Off you go now, Taoiseach. Good luck!